This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ever looked down at the bathroom scale and said, no way, that is baloney? Well, maybe it was, just a little. This morning, the International Bureau of Weights and Measures has voted to change the way we define a kilogram. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on why and what this change is.
For an economy to function, you've got to have weights you can trust. Everyone has to be on the same page when it comes to how much gold to trade your cow for. For more than a century, the world has agreed that the mass of a kilogram is defined by a precisely cast slug of metal in France. All masses get compared against that one mass, but there's a flaw in the system.
Though it's kept in a vault in bell jars, it still manages to pick up material from the atmosphere. And so we never really know what its value is.
John Pratt is with the National Institute of Standards and Technology. That's the U.S.'s authority on weights and measures. He says measurements should be based on consistent universal principles. The kilogram is the last of seven standards to make this kind of change. The meter and the second have already been redefined. The new kilogram will be determined using the frequency of an atom of cesium, the speed of light, and Planck's constant, which is
6.6. And I can't look at my tattoo to get you the right number.
Wait, did you say tattoo?
Yeah.
You have Planck's constant tattooed on you?
He does. He and his teammates got them last year after they figured out a super precise calculation of Planck's constant. Now they get to be part of the kilogram's redefinition. As for how much the kilogram is actually changing, it's practically infinitesimal. Still, it'll be a lot of paperwork, as pretty much any industry that relies on weight and density will have to recertify their measurements. Think pharmaceuticals, food, any kind of manufacturing. For some, though, it's even more significant.
Hi!
Nice to meet you.
Julia Greer builds nanoscale structures at Caltech.
Here, let me put something in your hand, actually. You're going to be very surprised.
She pulls out something that looks like a mesh sponge made out of nickel. I mean, I knew it was going to be light, but...
Oh, my God.
So it weighs nothing. So this was the world's lightest material for about 3 weeks.
That's when another team came along with something even lighter. When you work on things as small as a few millionths of a meter with super small densities, any change in the standard kilogram is going to be more significant.
That redefinition is going to shift it ever so slightly, which is going to affect a lot of different parameters from battery performance to electric fields and magnetic fields, etc.
The upside is that this is the last time such a reorganization will have to happen. And in fact, John Pratt, the Planck's constant tattoo guy, says they're working to develop a tabletop version of their balance so that someday any business will be able to say without a doubt how much one of their products weighs. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.